Welcome to The Staggering Truth. I'm your host, Burton Staggs. Welcome to this edition of The Staggering Truth. Today, we're going to continue talking about the disappearance and murder of Karen Swift in Dyersburg, Tennessee in 2011. To refresh some of you that aren't familiar with the case, around Halloween of 2011, Karen Swift disappeared. She was in the process of going through a divorce. She reportedly went to a party at a country club in Dyersburg called The Farms. She went to that party sometime around 1:30. She left the party, went and got her daughter, and returned to her home. She and David Swift were going through a divorce. She arrived at the home. The next day, she was reported missing. Her vehicle was found a short distance away from her home. Her body was found 41 days later. I don't want to get into the body find in this one, because if you haven't or are not familiar with this case, my last podcast handles that part of this case in graphic detail. And I do not want to go back into that for the sake of the family or any other people. This podcast is going to be just a little different. It is mostly me talking to you, because there has been some developments in this case, but they're not necessarily related to the case. Approximately a year ago, a local attorney and a man were charged with trying to conspire to extort a restaurateur in Dyer County. I haven't really mentioned their names because I don't think they're part of this case, and I've tried not to mention their names. But between that and a recent lawsuit, I am just going to mention their names briefly. The Sells family, who are a prominent family in West Tennessee, by all accounts, a good family. They do a lot for the community. The patriarch, Darryl Sells, reportedly worked his way up, bought a McDonald's franchise, and continued to develop that business. He has reportedly handed that business off to his son. By all accounts of talking to people around Dyersburg and getting to know some people in that area, this family is a staple of the community and, for lack of a better word, a very prominent family. At some point in the last 9 years, the elder Sells had become a focus of part of this investigation. But by all accounts, it is mostly just urban legend. There are no real ties to this family, to this case, except for things that were reportedly made up and grew. If you listen to the last podcast, you know that I talk about a private investigator out of Florida named Bill Warner. Mr. Warner reportedly worked for David Swift, the husband of Karen Swift. Back in when this case first began, he made several statements that, after looking at court documents and getting deep into it, were just not true. I want to just think he was mistaken, misled, maybe acted on the words of his client. But what he reported as fact, many were not true. His statements, over the course of time became fact, when in reality they are not fact. They are just statements that he released. And if you pick his releases, press releases, reports, whatever you want to call them, apart, point by point, there are many inaccuracies. This led to urban legend beginning in as early as 2011-12. Well, that causes this case to snowball based on facts that are just not there. And I want to point you to an earlier podcast that I did on the disappearance of Cindy Kilburn. Because if you look at the Cindy Kilburn case out of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, circa 1979-1980, they're extremely similar. Cindy was at work. She didn't make it home. Her car was found relatively close to her home. Her body was found a few weeks later, much like Karen's, in a state of partial skeletal and decomposition and with a lot of animal activity. That being said, these cases are extremely similar. The person of interest, or suspect, if you will, in both cases, are the spouses. The cases run a tremendous parallel. Now, that's what I want to talk about in this case, is that how these cases tend to run a parallel. And I do believe, much like the Swift case, the Cindy Kilburn case will never be prosecuted. Yes, I said that right. All right, what you heard is correct. I do not believe the Karen Swift case will ever be prosecuted. I do not believe that the Cindy Kilburn case will ever be prosecuted. I do not believe that cover-ups exist. I do not believe that these cases are covered up. I think that in the early moments of both cases, police made mistakes. Dyersburg and Lawrenceburg are similar in size. The counties are similar in population. The sheriff's offices are similar in staff. They're both rural county sheriff's offices. They do as good as they can with what they've got. But as you've all seen in many movies and many things, that the first 48 hours of a case is really important. And I think often, more often than not, in these cases in rural counties, that these officers make mistakes in the few moments up until they, I think, and I'm not going to back up and re-record this one. This one I'm shooting from the hip because I just want it to be a shot. I don't want it to be, it's not scripted. This is just me talking to you guys. I've looked at both cases. I've looked at both things. They're eerily familiar. They're eerily similar. They're eerily, I can't even talk today. They're similar in many, many ways. And like I said, I'm not going to back up and fix this thing, so it's going to be perfect. I want you guys to know, we have, sure, there are cover-ups. But you have to ask yourself, in common sense, about a cover-up. What most likely happens in the Swift case? Is it most likely happen that a prominent family decides to kill a young lady and cover it up? Or is it more likely, which is statistically the case, that a woman files for divorce? She wants everything the husband has accomplished for the last 20 years. She wants it all. She wants the house. She wants the car. She wants the money. She wants everything. She wants the kids. She wants alimony. She wants his bonuses. Then she literally goes out catting around. She wore a cat costume, reportedly, to the party. And then, just a few days shy of the temporary hearing, custody hearing, and child support hearing, she goes out partying. But she comes home to that house. It is easily foreseeable that a domestic violence situation took place. And it ended badly. Statistics say that over 60% of women die at the hands of their loved ones, men in their lives. It is far safer in the American society for a woman to be with a stranger than to be with a man in her life. That's just the facts. FBI will tell you that facts. The TBI will tell you that facts. Everybody says that facts. Now, I'm not accusing him of anything, but statistically, he is the suspect. Statistically, it is more likely that a woman dies at the hand of her loved one, a male in her life, than a stranger. So, that moves us forward to last week. There was a lawsuit filed that alleges some private investigators out of Nashville and everything had maliciously prosecuted the Sales family and other things. That case will probably be heard, if ever, in the next year or so. Nobody gets in a hurry in these cases. But it's a fact of the case. But here's the thing. It's not going to be part of the case. This is about a side thing. It's just a sideshow. Because no information on the Swift case is going to come out in this case. Because even when the attorney and his friend were in the preliminary hearing for the extortion case, the old rumors about the prominent family were already known prior to the private eyes getting involved. So they already persisted. They were already whatever they are, urban legend, whatever you want to call them. But that being said, and I'm sure that both sides will probably listen to this podcast. Now, I've watched both sides go back and forth on Facebook. Just going to say this, you should all be ashamed. There's a lady that's dead. There's children without a mother. And here both sides are going back and forth. Where you can all say you want justice for Karen. Both sides say the same thing. Yet, you're picking a fight between yourselves. You're not really interested for justice for Karen. Because if you did, you wouldn't be slinging arrows back and forth. You know, and I've told people these cases tend to attract hangers-on. And that's good because I'm glad so many people follow because it does help and it's a relief for some people. But there are some people that follow these cases that are just on the edge of being a little obsessive. That being said, some of those people are sometimes, I'm going to insult a couple people here, but not, for lack of a better word, they're just hanging on to the edge of sanity. I mean, I've been threatened. I've had friends that are threatened by people that have no idea about the case, but yet we're covering up. Someone sent me a message that someone got to me in the Swift case. No one's gotten to me. There's nothing to get to me. The fact is, I looked at the evidence, I made my own decision, and I've walked away from it. And to tell you the truth, I do not believe it will ever be prosecuted. So, there's no got to me, it's just, I don't think it will ever be prosecuted. Now, back to both sides that are squabbling through this lawsuit. And these Facebook sites and these fake profiles and everything else. For the love of God and everything holy, please stop. I mean, please stop. I know feelings have been hurt. But you know what? You guys are all still alive. You know, you're going about your day. You're going to get to see your grandkids. You're going to get to see your kids. But Karen Swift is in a grave. And her kids don't know what happened to their mother. Yet, there's adults that are acting like seventh and eighth graders, like, nah, 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 boo, boo, and calling names, and it looks like playground politics. So what I'm really asking you guys in this podcast is to stop. I'm also asking the people that follow me, to follow both sides of this case, to please stop. Respect the victim. Respect the families. You're letting your egos or other things get in the way. Just please stop. Stand down. Let the courts take its the direction it's going to go on the lawsuit. That's part of it. That is part of these things. But the back and forth, the insults and things on Facebook, you're all above this. You're, every one of you are above this. And like I said, please, for all things holy and the Swift family and those children, please stop insulting each other. Now, why do I not believe this case will ever be prosecuted? Plain and simple. There's no smoking gun. There's very little evidence. A district attorney has to believe that he or she can sustain a conviction when they go to indict. And they only get one bite of the apple. If they indict someone next week, bring them into court, and the jury finds them not guilty, it's gone forever. Forever. You get no second chances in the United States. Double jeopardy attaches. So, unless there is a smoking gun that comes up, or somebody confesses, or somebody finds some weird DNA, or something happens, this case and many others just like it, and the Swift case is so common. They exist all over the country. There's multiple in the state of Tennessee. They just are. And murders are sometimes very hard to prove because you need evidence. But that's why I believe that this case will never be prosecuted. The prosecutor isn't going to bring a charge unless he believes he can sustain a conviction, because he knows that double jeopardy attaches. He gets that one bite of the apple, and it's gone forever. Like I said, I didn't want this podcast to run long because there's not much new information in it. I'm going to implore both sides one more time to focus on what really the task is at hand. The task is justice for Karen Swift. It is not an ego trip. It is not to insult. It is not to demean. It's not to belittle. It's not even to prove your point. Yes, feelings have been hurt. But step back. And like I said, I'm asking you one more time. Please step back. Stand down. And remember what's truly important. Justice for Karen Swift. Thank you for listening to this abbreviated version of The Staggering Truth.